The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 74. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 74, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to water and sewer districts. This bill was referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, which recommended that it do pass. Ayes, Brown, Kraft, Hales, Illaway, Lubnow, Miller, Stubson, Zwanitzer, Dan, excused, Dirks.
Representative Illaway.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill 74 do pass, and I'd like the sponsor of the bill, the good gentleman from across the hill, to explain the bill.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. This bill addresses a problem with water and sewer districts, and I brought this bill because a water, sewer, and district water and sewer district that I represent had this problem. However, it's not unique to that. It's unique to every district. There is a requirement in our state statutes that before a water and sewer district can make an assessment, it must take the description, the meets and bounds description of the district, and make that into a map. And the map has to be submitted to the Department of Revenue. And I have no quarrel with that requirement. The Department of Revenue needs that map so that the assessment can be properly burdened against the properties that are in the district. In the particular instance that we had, we did exactly what was required. The map went to the Department of Revenue, and the Department of Revenue came back and said, well, you submitted your map, but your map shows that the district and the city overlap. And there's some part of the district that's within the city. And so the Department of Revenue required the district, before they would certify it to make an assessment, produce some sort of an agreement with the city that it wouldn't be double taxed. Now, in the sewer and district statutes, there are at least two places. It's in 4110. Begins with 101. There are at least two places in the statutes where there's an explicit recognition that water and sewer districts may overlap cities and towns, either partially or completely. And notwithstanding the argument that that was recognized in the statutes, the Department of Revenue would not certify the district and allow it to do an assessment until the district obtained a letter from the city that said that they agreed with the overlap. That cost the district a year in terms of raising an assessment because they missed the deadline while this was happening. So taking a look at that whole thing, I brought this bill, and it simply does one thing, and it says that when the map is submitted, the change is on page 2, lines 7, 8, and 9. It says that when the map is submitted, a properly filed map showing overlapping authority, so it's going to demonstrate that there are overlaps, it's deemed compliant, and that would stop the Department of Revenue from raising any additional objection before they approve the district to raise an assessment. So that's an explanation of the bill. I'll stand for any questions, Madam Chairwoman. Otherwise, I would urge your support.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have a question for the sponsor of the bill. I like the bill. My question is, on the overlapping authorities, where you do have an overlap, and how it relates to 3913-102P, and I'm assuming you have that in front of you. Well, if you could grab that. I have a special water district in my county that it has service areas that are about, I think they have 7 service areas at least, and they are non-contiguous. And under 102P, 3913-102P, they have been informed by the department that they have to have a meets and bounds description of everything within those service areas, which includes a meets and bounds description of a subdivision lot in a subdivision, which makes no sense to me. when you have the legally described lot as Lot 1 of the Big Bob subdivision, why you would have to have a meets and bounds description. Has the department suggested to you, Mr. Sponsor, that you would need a meets and bounds description of the overlapping authorities, and can that work?
Mr. Representative, or Ms. from Albany
Madam,
County.
Madam Chairwoman, I didn't get into that with the department. I have read 102P pretty carefully, and I think where they're coming from is that the official map designating the geographic boundaries, it says as formed or changed. And I think most of these districts, now perhaps not all, but most of these districts when they're formed are probably done on a meets and bounds basis. It is possible that they were done by reference to tract lines or lot lines in a subdivision, and I just don't know the answer to that. I didn't address it with this bill. It might be a subject for another bill that ought to be brought.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on the bill?
Question.
Question being called. All those in favor of Representative Illoway's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 74 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 74 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 78, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to improvement and service districts. This bill was referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, which recommended that it do pass. Ayes, Brown, Kraft, Hales, Illoway, Lubnow, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan. Excused, Dirks. Signed, Representative Illoway, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with recommendation that House Bill 78 do pass. And I would like the good gentleman from House District 14 to explain the bill.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. This is another technical correction to the statutes that came to me from an improvement and service district that I did some private work for. These things are touted as one of the alternatives that we can use with subdivisions as a mechanism by which there's some way to burden the properties with a maintenance of the roads within the subdivision. And that's exactly what I was working on when I came across a strange omission in the powers. It's an 1812-112, which is the powers of improvement and service districts. And in some work I was doing, I simply discovered that in the enumeration of powers, there was the ability for the district to do all these things like open, widen, extend, straighten, and surface streets, do snow removal and clearance of the same from other roads or streets, but there was nothing in there about maintenance of the streets. And so this bill simply would say, surely if they can do all that, they can maintain the streets. And I also put the word reconstruction in here, which is commonly done in these sort of things, so that if you get, at some point, maintenance perhaps isn't maintenance anymore, it's major maintenance becomes reconstruction. So I simply inserted the words maintenance and reconstruction. So if these districts, which are in charge of these streets, have the ability to clear the snow and open and widen these streets, explicitly have the authority to maintain and reconstruct them as well. And I'd stand for any questions or call for the question if there are none, Madam Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no discussion, question being called. All those in favor of Representative Illoway's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 78 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 78 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 145. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 145, introduced by Representative Davison, an act relating to rural health care districts. This bill was referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue, which recommended that it do pass with amendments. Ayes, Anderson, Edmonds, Escobel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Samlek, Wallace. Signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Representative Anderson? Thank you. We'll give you a second. Okay, Chairman Anderson.
My apologies. I was looking at a bill down the line a little ways and failed to recognize this one. And Madam Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report to do so with a recommendation that House Bill 145 do pass. There is a standing committee amendment, and I would make the motion that for standing committee amendment number one to House Bill 145, and we'll go ahead and explain that amendment, and then I'll turn the bill over to the sponsor, Representative Davidson. Thank you for your forbearance. Amendment does is require a vote of the people to go to that mill levy, which wasn't in the original bill, and it is